Lois. Will you marry me?
Who's asking? Clark? Or Superman?
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the show that settles debates happening all around the world, wherever they may be taking place, whether it be on Reddit threads, on in bars, on trivia nights. Maybe they're taking place at the urinal in the men's room, around the water cooler. Maybe they're taking place in an AOL chat room for all we know. But no matter where they're happening, they come here to get those debates settled. This is the Mass Debaters, and I am one of your hosts, Handsome Dan Lopez, the smartest man not in professional wrestling, etc., etc. And your other host is the one and only Jay Chewbacca. How you doing, Jay?
Jay, man, I'm doing pretty good. Not too bad this week at all.
So, are you kind of like the Mills Lane of pop culture debates?
would I be the referee or the judge? In that case,
I'm thinking referee, kind of like celebrity deathmatch.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. I mean, the judge would have been. I used to watch his judge show. Court show too. So
was it better than Judge Judy?
I was never a Judge Judy fan. When it came to court shows, like, I'd watch the People's Court, Mills Lane, and I think Judge Joe Brown.
Oh yeah, I forgot about him.
Yeah.
For me, it'll always be about Judge Wapner.
Oh, whoa, what'd you call me? I'm not even Italian, and I'm offended.
Well, no, actually, I was referring to the OG judge on the People's Court.
Oh, that was his name.
Yeah, you never saw him?
Okay, then it can't be offensive. No, I never saw him, but I've heard of him.
Oh, okay. I don't even think he was Italian, but, I mean, I don't know. His his ethnicity never came up on the show. We're not really getting into ethnicity here on today's debate, I don't think. I mean, we might scratch the surface on that.
Or court TV.
Yeah, no, nothing like that. we are talking some TV. We're talking some movies as well. We're talking live action Lois Lanes.
Nice.
There's been a few.
Yeah.
And we're here to get to the bottom of who is the queen of investigative reporters. The queen of nosy dames, as it were.
The queen of Metropolis.
Yeah, we can go with that too. But yeah, so we've narrowed it down to five. I'm sure there were others, especially like back in the old black and white days, you know what I mean? There had to be, right? But I mean, who the hell's
Well, there's so many that were that have voiced her in animated movies.
Right.
Like over 20 different actresses, something like
that. Yeah. That's biting off a little more than we could chew in one episode. But I've always had an issue with that from the standpoint of you don't even have to look like Lois Lane to voice her. So those bitches can have a seat in the back. They don't count as far as I'm concerned. We're talking about the ones who had to really embody the character from head to toe, not just the voice, but the facial expressions, the body language, all of that. And so that's what's waiting around the corner after our opening segment here. So you've got that to look forward to. We put out a couple of polls on the social medias to give you folks an idea of what your opinions are. We kind of did it ahead of time, kind of got ahead of the game a little bit this time because, you know, we could put out polls after the fact. But then we ended up not reading those results until we're talking about a completely different subject. So, this way we kind of finally figured it out and did it ahead of time this time around.
But don't get used to it, folks.
Yeah, I mean, this is all on the fly, so there's no telling how we're going to handle it next time.
Inconsistency is my middle name.
I thought it was...
Danger,
right?
Austin Danger Powers.
Your middle name?
One large penis pump. That's not mine.
Your middle name changes depending on the situation.
Yeah, depending on the day as well.
Right. It's whatever it needs to be. But what we're talking about in the intro is another classic debate. One that's been raging for decades now, generations really, and that is the battle.
Really, it really has.
Yeah, really. And that is the battle of the colas. Who is the superior caffeinated beverage? Is it Coca-Cola or is it Pepsi-Cola? Which one deserves to stand on the top of the heap as the king of colas? So that's what we're talking about here in the intro. Before we get going with that, did you have anything else that you wanted to talk about, like anything in the news or current events that have kind of caught your attention?
As of this recording, really, the only thing the news is focusing on is the fucking Johnny Depp and Amber Heard circus.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that shooting in Texas?
I think everybody's heard about that.
Uvalde, Texas. Yeah, that's been a nonstop discussion.
Oh, you mean the setup in Texas?
Oh. The setup, eh?
Well, it is sort of a... Really...
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's sort of a unprecedented display of police incompetence.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
So, I mean, how do you fuck something up that badly? Unless you were under orders to do so.
No, yeah. I hear you. I just hadn't dug really much into it because it was just so overt on all the news outlets and all over YouTube. That's all I get in my suggested videos.
Yeah. Now, was that town anywhere near where you were living in Texas?
Oh,
had you ever heard of that town?
Yeah, I definitely heard of it. I want to say it's about an hour or so away, hour and a half.
Oh, wow. Pretty close to home then.
Yeah, not too terribly far.
Were you surprised by the level of incompetence? Or is that normal for small Texas towns?
I guess I'm sure it's more of a regular thing because the departments are so small. Where I was in Bandera, you knew all the cops. Mm-hmm. Because there's only so many. You knew them by last name and first name.
Well, I'll tell you what, there were plenty to hold the parents back.
Yeah, I heard about that too. Damn.
And handcuff them and tase them.
Yeah, yeah.
There was plenty of cops to keep the parents out of the school.
Right, right. Meanwhile, there's a freaking massacre going on.
Yeah. It's pretty bad. I just want to say about it that, you know, my biggest grief when stuff like this happens is either the response by people or the lack of response by people as far mm-hmm. as like regular people. When not necessarily people who have political ties or have like some kind of an agenda or whatever, but just regular everyday people. When you are mm-hmm. a everyday person like myself or like yourself, just trying to get through life, just trying to pay their bills, trying to make ends meet and all of that mm-hmm. stuff. And whatever the media tells you is the thing that you parrot. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
That's what really bothers me. You don't have a dog in the fight, but whatever the media tells you is going on, that's what you believe is going on, and you echo mm-hmm. that sentiment.
Yeah.
And I think to myself, like,
I was like that too.
Okay, so yeah. All I could do is think to myself, like, you're in this scrap with the rest of us. Why would you not think a little more critically and press the issue just a little bit and say something's fishy here?
Yeah.
So
exactly.
That's the only thing that bothers me is that if the media tells you this person or these people are bad, then average everyday Joes and Janets are like, yeah, those people are bad because the media told me they were. Or if they tell you these people are good, then that's what they say. Yeah, those people are good because the media said so. Instead of just looking at the situation and examining it critically and saying, I don't know exactly what is happening. All I know is that I'm not being told the 100% honest truth.
Right, right.
So yeah. I know people are real, real hesitant to go run to conspiracy theories because they don't want to be depicted as a nut. And yeah. That's the way conspiracy theorists are depicted, obviously, because if you didn't depict them as nuts, then people would listen to them.
Precisely.
But you're not a weirdo or a nutcase because you choose to think for yourself, people. So don't let yourself be bullied into compliance. Don't let yourself be bullied into apathy. There's nothing wrong with asking a question. There's nothing wrong with examining a situation and saying, hey, why was this so fucked up so badly? Like, who is to blame? Somebody's to blame. So, mm-hmm. anyway, this is my two cents I wanted to throw out there.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's, you know, it's par for the course, man. I mean, I hate to say it, but, like, you know, when's the next one, you know, or what's that one going to be like? What's going to be the aftermath of the fallout of that, you know?
Well, it all depends on what election's coming up, I suppose.
Yeah, true.
I mean, they don't need to set up a massacre of children unless there's something to be gained from it.
Mm-hmm.
A little more standing amongst the public, amongst the press.
Hey, let me ask you this. Another thing they can't stop talking about. How much is a gallon of gas where you're at?
So with my Walmart Plus membership.
Hey now.
I get a little bit of a discount. So I just filled up the other day.
Well, shout out to China.
Right. I didn't fill up. Let's not go crazy here. I'm not a millionaire.
What are you, Elon Musk?
I don't want to get the wrong impression. I paid about $4.50 per gallon.
Mm. But if you did not have the W Plus
card. Yeah, it would have been closer to $5.
Okay. Wow. Well, here in Portland, man, it's about $5.49, $5.49, depending on the place.
I've heard there's places in California that are creeping up towards $8.
No way.
That's what I heard.
So it'd be like $7.75.
Something like that.
Somewhere in that range, yeah. That's horrendous, man.
Yeah, I don't know why we haven't taken torches and pitchforks into the streets.
Right.
Why have we not stormed the Capitol at this point?
Oh wait. But like for reals.
Yeah.
Not that other one. That other storming.
Right.
But yeah, oh yeah, I'm sure it'll be $6 here in no time.
Yeah, and the thing that I can't figure out, you remember that what I was talking about as far as those people who sit on their couch and parrot whatever the media tells them?
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't shut them up when another certain individual was in the White House.
Right, right.
And they were constantly being fed the narrative that he's a bad person. And so what did you hear out of these people? All you kept hearing about was what a bad person he is. Not from the media, but from these people that are on their couch, you know.
And a mean tweeter.
Yes, very mean tweets. Mm-hmm. But that's mostly all it was he just keeps saying stupid stuff. That's what everybody who sits on their couch and watches TV was saying. He just keeps saying mean stuff. Meanwhile, you don't hear a peep out of these people. Not a fucking peep out of them about how shitty everything is right now.
Not even a marshmallow peep.
Nothing. Like, no one's talking about how expensive groceries are, how the price of everything has tripled. It's tripled. Right. You don't hear a peep out of them about the price of gas. Like, the tragedy in Texas would be blamed on a certain individual who is no longer in office, if he were in office. They would lay the blame at his feet, no doubt, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely, yeah.
He's not in office. Someone else is in office, and no one's saying anything about him. So, you know, apparently the COVID crisis has gone away.
Yeah, masks are optional now.
Right. They flipped through their Rolodex. They flipped through their deck of cards and pulled out school shootings, and that is the hot topic of the day. It's just, and everyone just sits there and regurgitates whatever they've been fed on the nightly news, and it's frustrating. It's really frustrating. Yeah. But, I mean, what can you do? That's the lay of the land, unfortunately.
And this, these prices, you know, it's the same for Coke and Pepsi. If things are tripling, it's got to be soda, right?
Did Biden also approve a cola pipeline for Russia? Is that the reason we're paying these prices for?
That sounds delicious.
I know, right? Where does that empty out? I want to go. That's where I want to go. Just a heads up, people. Your president, Joe Biden, approved a oil pipeline for Russia, whereas he blocked the pipeline that Trump was trying to approve here in our own country, where we could be paying way less money. But anyway.
What are you going to do? Throw 85 million votes.
Yeah, yeah. Most in history. Anyway,
I wasn't one of them. I know that much.
Yeah, neither was I. So anyway,
Pepsi,
Coke, Cola. Yeah. This is the important stuff that we need to get to the bottom of right here. Fuck that other shit. Okay, so you're more of a Pepsi guy. You told
me
when the decision came to have this discussion.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I was Pepsi immediately.
Now, I'm not anti-Pepsi. I actually kind of float back and forth.
I'm not anti-Coke.
Is it a mood? Like, I'm in the mood for a Pepsi, but tomorrow I might be in the mood for a Coke?
No, not really. I've just always thought that Pepsi was the better tasting.
The choice of a new generation?
Exactly. Precisely.
Well, seeing as how I'm older than you, I guess I'm in that older generation that prefers Coke. You know what's funny? My daughters didn't realize the difference between Coke and Coca-Cola.
Huh?
They had no idea what the distinction was. Were they the same thing? Were they different? They had no idea.
What age were they when they...
This is just like last week.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So, like, here's the reason for the confusion. It didn't really come up until recently because, you know, Coke Zero?
I've heard of it.
Well, now they're calling it Coke Zero Sugar, right? Originally, it was Coke Zero. Now it's Coke Zero Sugar.
Right.
So, they didn't used to have that in fountains, but now they do. So when we'd pull up to a gas station or whatever and I'd send the kids in, I'm like, get me a Coke. In my head, I know what I mean. But to them, they walk up to the fountain and they see Coke. They're not really paying attention to the small print, you know, zero sugar.
Right.
So they come out with a Coke Zero Sugar, which I'm all right with. I mean, they taste fine. But if I'm asking for a Coke... I'm asking for a Coke.
Damn it.
By God. But on the fountain, the label reads Coca-Cola Classic.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't know the difference.
Wow.
They think I'm asking for a Coke.
That is something very interesting. That is interesting.
Yeah. So the what do you call that? The language, vernacular, I guess, for lack of a better word, is not ingrained in that generation like it is in us. Like, to you, what's a Coke?
Yeah, it's Coke.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola. Yeah.
Right. It's exactly a Coca-Cola classic.
I think of the polar bears and the, you know.
Right.
All that stuff.
Four fried chickens and a Coke.
Yeah. Two pieces of toast.
Which sounds great, by the way.
Dry.
You're right. Which sounds fantastic. I would go for four fried chickens and a Coke right now.
Yeah. You would say what size Coke?
No.
I feel like for that kind of meal, you'd have to have the tall glass bottle.
Yeah, absolutely. He also didn't tell them whether he wanted chicken wings or chicken legs.
Yeah, just chickens.
Yeah, four fried chickens. By the way, who only sells wings and legs? You can't get a breast in that restaurant? You can't get thighs?
I don't know. Does Buffalo Wild Wings only serve wings and... I'm not sure.
Well, I would expect that. I haven't
been one of those in a while.
I would expect that because it's Buffalo Wild Wings. But if I go into a black lady's restaurant in Chicago...
Yeah.
She better have more than wings and legs.
For sure. Oh, yeah. If it's a soul food diner, yeah. I just thought you meant, like, in general, you know.
Yeah, no, no.
Okay.
But anyway, so, yeah, the vernacular has not translated, has not transcended this generation, apparently.
But I bet you tasted the difference right away.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. My kids, my kids like to do the occasional taste test for me with sodas.
Mm.
The blind taste test.
Oh, okay.
And I think we've done it twice. I know at least once we've done it, and I got every single one because
it's all right.
Bit of a connoisseur when it comes to the carbonated beverages.
You've got the palate.
Absolutely. It's a very refined, very sophisticated. But, yeah, no, I tasted the difference right away. I had to, of course, break that whole thing down and explain to them why sometimes we say Coke, sometimes we say Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause they didn't know any of that history either. But the history is tied to Pepsi. Are you aware of the whole new Coke phenomenon?
I am. Actually, a couple years back, I watched a documentary called Cola Wars. It was on the History Channel, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was all about what we're talking about today.
Right.
You know, all the scheming that was done between the companies, like trying to get each other's recipes and sending in spies and shit. It's pretty
industrial espionage at the highest levels.
Yeah, for cola. It's cola, crying out loud.
Maybe there is a pipeline somewhere.
Mm.
If they'll go to these lengths.
Is it like Willy Wonka with the chocolate?
Oh man, I want to go into that chocolate room so bad. I want a place like that to exist somewhere.
Yeah,
and I want to be locked in for a night.
And we gotta hit up
consequences. Hershey's. Be damned.
We gotta hit up Hershey's. Maybe at Hershey's they have something like that.
Nah, they wouldn't have anything that cool.
Oh,
I don't know who this Hershey fella is, but he's no Willy Wonka.
So what is it like? So you're leaning more towards Coca-Cola, yes?
Yeah, I always have. I definitely get in moods for Pepsi where a Coke won't do. Like, I have to have a Pepsi, and it's because it's sweeter. That's really what it boils down to. Pepsi has a sweeter flavor than Coke. Yes. But
I agree then.
I love the Coca-Cola flavor. But sometimes I'm just in the mood for a Pepsi and nothing else will do. But generally speaking, I prefer Coke on the regular. Mm.
Yeah.
And there's a phenomenon that Pepsi does not enjoy over Coke.
Oh.
That I've experienced. I don't know if the same is true for you. But I could be out and about somewhere minding my own business, running errands or whatever. And if I see a Coca-Cola truck drive by, the big red trailer on the back of that truck, the big logo, maybe they've got like a picture of a glass bottle, like, you know, with the sweat on outside and the white logo. Damn it, I got to have a Coke. In that moment, I have to have a Coca-Cola. And I don't know what it is. Like, it's red. It's not even the color of Coca-Cola. But just that is so ingrained in my brain. The programming, it's like a Clockwork Orange. Like, the programming is so goes so deep that when I see that bright red, oh, man, I got to have a Coca-Cola. But I can see a million Pepsi trucks drive by, and that I won't get that.
I was going to say, the Pepsi truck does not do the same for you.
No, not at all.
Huh, interesting.
You ever get anything like that? You ever experience that?
Maybe with like McDonald's.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. That's another one
when you
too.
See the golden, when you see the arc, the golden arch, you know.
Mm-hmm. Got to get a double cheeseburger.
Want to pull over? Yeah.
Get some fries.
But as for the soda, no. And I've seen a lot of, because I worked for years at a convenience store.
Right.
So I'd see those trucks come in once a week.
I've worked at a convenience store too, and it was the same thing. Like,
yeah.
In that convenience store, not every day, obviously, but like just every once in a while, like I get a glimpse of that Coke logo, and boom, like, all right, I'm gonna go fill up my cup at the fountain. I'll be right back.
Nice.
But I never got that with Pepsi. Like with Pepsi, it's always I've just got to be in that mood for a Pepsi. But Coke has got that trigger effect, like nobody's business.
Yeah, my roommate, he doesn't like Pepsi, but he likes cherry Pepsi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the only Pepsi. That's the only Pepsi he'll drink. But he prefers Coca-Cola.
Okay, he does drink Coke though, regular Coke.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, interesting.
But like, it's weird. Like, not hates the original Pepsi, but likes cherry Pepsi.
That's even more devoted than I am. I think maybe he's just so partial to that regular Coke flavor that he can't abide any other type. Well, okay, so just so people who aren't familiar, just so they know, the reason these two companies in particular were going head-to-head, I mean, at the end of the day, it's all business. Like, who's going to get the most shares of the pie when it's all said and done? Because they all, you know, that's America for you. They all want to outdo each other. But there was a time when Coca-Cola was king of the mountain. And then Pepsi came along and did the whole marketing campaign where they did the on the street taste test.
Mm-hmm.
And more people were preferring the taste of Pepsi.
Yeah, I've seen those videos.
Yeah, I mean, this is going on like, I guess, the 70s, maybe early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, Pepsi kind of overtakes the original Coca-Cola. And Coke is like,
and then they lit Michael Jackson on fire.
Yeah, they did that, and that was kind of a bad move. I wouldn't recommend lighting your mega pop star spokesperson on fire. Didn't Pepsi also have Madonna as a spokesperson, and she was burning crosses in the yard?
Madonna?
Yeah. This is when she came out with Like a Prayer.
And, okay.
She was actually using that song as part of the whole marketing campaign for Pepsi. And then Pepsi got a look at the video.
That's the right, yeah.
Video for the song. And they're like, this probably isn't consistent with our image.
They're probably pissed off a lot of our customers.
Yeah. Yeah. Although I got to say, we'll probably never have another chance to talk about it, but that was one of Madonna's hottest moments, that video.
Oh, absolutely.
When her creamy whites are like spilling out of her dress. Oof. There's another image that's burned into my data recesses.
Yeah, prime Madonna, for sure.
For sure. I like her. She doesn't always have to have brown hair, but I like her with brown hair. It makes her blue eyes stand out even more.
Mm-hmm. In A League of Their Own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good look. Anyway, not to get too sidetracked. But, I forgot about lighting Michael Jackson on fire. That's a... That was a botch, I'd say.
Yeah, for sure. So before we go, I did want to talk about like what are your favorite like alter or variations of like, you know, you got cherry Coke, you got vanilla Coke, same thing with Pepsi, you know.
Okay, so you're younger than me. I know we bring this up a lot, but there weren't a lot of variations when I was growing up. And then all of a sudden, now you go to the convenience store or whatever, there's a million different kinds. Of, I remember Fireball Pepsi. Do you remember that? Like cinnamon Pepsi or
Spitz? Yeah. Boy.
That was all right.
Weird, right?
I kind of got hooked on that for a little bit.
Yeah, there's a cinnamon Coke too.
Yeah, now they have coffee Coke.
That's, I saw that the other day. Yeah,
I haven't tried that yet, and I'm a little afraid to. Those two things just don't seem like they should go together.
Right, right. You know, they have this weird list. This like the newest one is like this Starlight Coke.
Yeah, what's that about?
I don't know. I mean,
are they trying to get a Michael Jackson sponsorship? You know, that was the original title for Thriller, right?
They can get Jermaine.
Anybody can get Jermaine.
Yeah.
Anybody can get Tito for that matter, but nobody wants him.
Yeah. Not even RC. RC Cole.
Can you imagine? I bet you anything, RC would gain quite a bit of business if they just started a Tito Jackson ad campaign.
Oh my God. I can imagine.
You might have forgotten about Tito Jackson, but don't forget about RC Cola.
Takes a big swig. Smiles at the camera.
They light him on fire.
Oh no.
Hey, it worked for Michael.
Oh, it worked for Michael. Yeah, it worked out.
He's burning, man. Tito's burning crosses in the yard, and then he accidentally lights himself on fire. He's just pulling out all the stops. We're going to sell some RC Cola, damn it.
Oh, that's the cola like my parents would buy, on the cheap.
Yeah.
You know, we couldn't afford Coke or Pepsi.
Sure.
RC.
RC was, I don't know if they were ever king of the mountain, but they were up there kind of in competition with Coke and Pepsi in the early days. Royal Crown Cola was mm-hmm. a big deal, you know, like in your soda shops and all that shit back then.
Mm. Your mom shops.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, obviously they kind of fell by the wayside, although I had an RC Cola last night at work.
Did you?
Yeah, it's good. It's kind of in between as far as flavor. Right. It kind of lands in between Coke and Pepsi. It's a little sweeter than Coke, but not as sweet as Pepsi. So yeah, I like it every now and then.
Yeah, I used to like. I thought it was okay, you know.
Yeah, but you asked me about variations, and there's a story about when I was a kid. We would go to this restaurant called Jack and Rosie's. Doesn't exist here anymore. But my dad knew the owners, and so we'd go in there, and he'd bullshit with them. And I was so picky as a kid. Like, I wouldn't eat anything. And I remember one day my dad got mad.
That was the opposite.
Oh, were you really? Okay.
Big fan.
I mean, I would eat a lot. But it had to be the stuff I liked. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah. My dad got mad one day. We went to this restaurant and my brother and I were complaining about everything. We don't like this, we don't like that, kind of being a little assholes, but you know, so we deserved it. But the bartender over there, and I don't know if she was the owner or not, but she was always a real sweet lady, and she would bring us glasses full of Coke, and like the glass was topped out with cherries.
Oh.
She would just fill the glass with cherries and then have Coke in it. We'd sit there just eating the maraschino cherries out of that glass of Coke like all night long. So that was a real, real sweet memory.
Now, my favorite variation of Pepsi, they don't make anymore, and I wish they would bring it back.
Don't you dare say Crystal Pepsi.
No.
Blue. That's an abomination.
Blue Pepsi.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
And what was the appeal of that? Like, I don't think I ever tried Blue Pepsi. Does it taste like Pepsi?
Yeah, it was blue? Like just like it was like a blueberry Pepsi.
Oh, blueberry. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It was fantastic. But they, of course, they discontinued it after so. I think it was only around for a couple of years. A few years.
Is it just me, or do they? Is it just me, or do they discontinue everything that everyone likes?
It does seem that way, yeah. Because recently, Mountain Dew, they stopped doing Pitch Black.
Yeah.
Which is their, like, grape.
Yeah, and I know that was popular, especially amongst the gamer community.
Yeah.
And apparently the skateboarding community. Every Mountain Dew commercial's got people on skateboards for some reason.
It really gets them in the mood to skate, I guess.
Well, I imagine it would. All of a sudden, you don't care if you break your back on a railing now that you're full of all this Mountain Dew.
So what's the consensus here?
Oh, wait. Well, I haven't had the opportunity to tell you my favorite variation.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Vanilla Coke.
Oh, great choice. I would say that's definitely one of mine, too, for Coke. Because I like cherry Coke, too.
Yeah, and I don't hit up the cherry flavors very often. And, like, they were never a favorite of mine. But I remember not the first time I watched Pulp Fiction, but on one repeat viewing sometime, I see John Travolta order a vanilla Coke in the scene at Jackrabbit Slim's. And I'm like, vanilla Coke? Yeah. I need to try that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you couldn't get that. And this is before the, what is it? The fucking machine that has everything? The fountain that has everything?
Yeah. I know that. Right. I know the one you're talking about.
It has a name. I just don't know what it's called.
It's the one that's at movie theaters now. And
yeah, you push the button. It's got touch screen. You push the button and you get whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But this is before those existed, and you couldn't find vanilla Coke. This was before they were selling it in the bottles, even. So the only place I could get it was at Sonic, because Sonic has all the flavors, you know.
Oh, right. Yeah. You can make
anything. Yeah, they'll put anything in your drink.
anything?
Literally anything. And so I was getting vanilla Coke over there, and I'm like, man, this is the best. This was a flavor that was a combination that was meant to be vanilla and Coke.
Yeah. So, it's great. I like it out of the can.
They have it in cans too?
Oh yeah.
You ever try the Coke energy drinks?
I have actually.
Those are actually pretty good too. I like as far as cherry is concerned. Yeah, as far as cherry is concerned, that's the flavor I prefer in the energy drink is the cherry Coke.
Yeah, I hear that. The original's okay, but the cherry's nice.
It's primo.
Very pleasantly surprised with those. Because I was like, this is gonna be gross going in, you know.
Right.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, and it does the trick. It gives you a little boost.
So where's Pepsi's energy drink? They got to respond, you know?
They got to hit back. They got to clap back.
Exactly.
Now, there's a Mountain Dew energy drink, and they're bottled by Pepsi.
That's true. Mountain Dew Kickstart, I really like those.
Yeah, I've never tried those. Well, no, I guess I did try them once, but
yeah. If I'm going to have an energy drink and I can get one of those, that's what I'm going to go for. So I'm not a Red Bull guy, Monster, any of that stuff, Rockstar.
Yeah, the only energy drink I imbibe consistently.
Ooh, good word.
Thank you. Are the Coke, but lately I haven't been able to find them. Our supplier is really dragging ass over there at the store that I work at. Can't get the Coke energy drinks lately. And
it's because of Biden.
I think everything's because of Biden. It's the pipeline. But I'll drink a Monster. Like, now I kind of have to settle for the original Monster. But if I don't, I'll do the coffee Monster. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not crazy about the original Monster flavor. It's the only one I can really tolerate. But I miss the one that that Gronkowski.
Oh yeah, used to. You mentioned that.
Yeah, yeah. The Gronk flavor.
Mm-hmm.
That was actually like pretty silver, good.
It was like Patriot colors. It was silver and blue.
Yeah,
silver and blue can. Yeah, yeah.
I was all right with that. So, but
yep, I remember mentioned that one.
Yeah, we mentioned the Coke and Pepsi taste test issue and how Coke had to bust out new Coke and how that failed spectacularly, and they went back to
mm-hmm.
Coca-Cola Classic, which is why we even have such a thing as Coca-Cola Classic. They added the classic tag, which didn't exist before. They added it so that people knew this is the old original flavor that you know mm-hmm. and love. So that's the reason for the confusion in vernacular for the kids these days. They don't know the story behind the classic, and they don't realize that it's the same as saying Coke.
Yeah. Or that there was a new Coke or...
Yeah, that's...
Whatever.
That's ancient history as far as they're concerned. I lived through New Coke, although I don't remember it. I was pretty little at the time.
Now, let me see if you agree with this or not. No one should ever try the diet version. So the Diet Coke, the Diet Pepsi. Diet soda is actually worse for you.
Yeah, I've heard that.
The regular stuff.
I've heard that. All right, so here's my outlook on things. If I wanted to drop a few pounds, all I got to do is quit drinking soda.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got to do. And I'll lose like probably 15, maybe even 20 pounds.
Nice.
Because, I mean, that's just pure sugar intake in liquid form. It's like, it's short of plugging it into an IV and sticking it in your vein, it's about as fast as you can get it in your body.
I actually have been cutting down on my sugar and or my soda intake a lot. I've been drinking a lot of Gatorade Zero because I'm just trying to, you know, kick the... I don't know if I'll ever fully kick the soda habit, but at least keep it at bay, you know. And I haven't been drinking beer either. I've been a month, almost a month without a beer. I'm hoping hoping this beer gut will, you know, shrivel down some.
Diminish slightly. So if you just want to drop some pounds, going the diet route for me was more effective than quitting soda altogether, because I'm just hooked on that, the carbonation and the flavor and all that stuff. So it worked out for me as a good alternative just to drop some pounds. But in terms of which one's better for you, I agree. You're better off just drinking the regular stuff if you don't care about
it.
Or, you know, if you're doing other things to kind of lose weight or whatever.
Right, exactly.
let's reach a consensus here.
Well, I mean, is there really even a war, so to speak? Like, because even though I prefer Pepsi and I'm on the Pepsi side, I mean, it's pretty known that Coca-Cola is number one, right?
I think so. I think it's pretty well established.
established. Yeah, good. Perfect way to put it.
I feel like even Pepsi has conceded to being intercontinental champion at this point.
Yeah, exactly. But always a perennial contender.
Right. Kind of like Lex Luger with the U.S. title.
Yeah.
He was always getting his shot at Ric Flair in the world belt. Just couldn't win it.
Mm-hmm. But he had the U.S. like, what, 5 times?
Right.
Something like that.
Yeah, so there's no shame, Pepsi. There's no shame in taking second place.
Yeah, because, I mean, even in most like fast food joints, you're going to find Coke products, not Pepsi products.
Right.
I'm going to maybe that also might depend on what part of the country you're in.
Yeah.
I guess I got to think about that.
I'll be honest. Sometimes it's a little disappointing when I go into a place and all they've got is Pepsi stuff.
Oh.
Like,
damn it.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, because the nice thing about Coke is sometimes you don't feel like a Coke. Sometimes you want, like, a Dr. Pepper.
Oh, yeah.
But if you're in a place that's strictly Pepsi, you can't get that.
Yeah, because Dr. Pepper is distributed by Coke, right?
Correct.
Yeah. But they're their own thing still.
Right.
I guess they're just like in bed with them, so to speak.
Right. So like if you go into a place and there's strictly Pepsi, you're like, well, I guess I'm drinking Pepsi because I don't like any of this other shit.
Oh, speaking of, like I mentioned my Gatorade here. They're their own company, but they're distributed by Pepsi.
Just like Powerade is a Coca-Cola product.
Right.
Get into that whole debate sometime.
Oh yeah, like I mean the difference, I mean how small was the soda aisle when you were a kid? Or I mean it wasn't,
yeah,
it wasn't like today, really, right?
Right.
You go and it's a whole the entire aisle is just soda. It's huge.
Right.
The options are endless.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, so even though Coke is the undisputed king of the colas in terms of business and visibility and all of that stuff, really it's a matter of taste and preference. So folks, What do you prefer? Hit us up on social media and let us know. Is it just when the mood strikes and you've got to have a Pepsi? But you're a Coke guy normally. Are you a strict Pepsi guy? And Coca-Cola is something that you don't normally touch. What's your favorite variation? Just hit us up and let us know all of these different things. And we'd be happy to share some of those opinions on the air if we get some good submissions. So make sure you let us know who you are if you want your name read on the air. Because that would be fun to kind of hear what other people have to say about it.
Yeah,
for sure. But in the meantime, Jay, do you have any closing thoughts on this debate?
Just to bring back Blue Pepsi. That's all I want.
And while you're at it, bring back Cinnamon Fire or whatever it was called.
the cinnamon Coke?
No, Pepsi.
Oh, you like that?
Yeah, I was all right with it.
Oh, really? Okay.
It was an interesting. Kind of woke you up a little.
I bet, yeah. I don't know if I'd like that because I hate like cinnamon gum. I can't stand cinnamon gum or cinnamon candies. Yeah.
You're going to have to let me help you out here, brother.
Okay.
If you want to get close to the ladies, you carry two types of gum. You carry bubble, okay. And you carry cinnamon.
Both
because
or one
bitches,
of each,
or yeah, one. Bitches love bubble, and they love cinnamon. Okay. Don't come at them with this strong ass mint stuff. Like, they'll chew that, but everybody's got the mint gum. You come at them with some bubble or some cinnamon, you're in.
Okay.
So,
It'll have to be bubble for me then.
You should consider softening your stance on cinnamon. Cinnamon takes a back seat to no babka.
Seinfeld, okay.
Yeah. It's delicious. It should be on the table with pepper and salt. Anyway.
So there you have.
So on that note, we're going to close down the Coke and Pepsi debate and take a quick break so that we can kick off another. We're going to be debating the live-action Lois Lanes. Stay tuned for that. We've got your opinions already, and we will weigh in with those and ours right on the other side of this. Stay tuned.
Tired of the PC police telling you what you can and cannot say? Want a show that travels back to the 80s and 90s, where the badass hosts have beaten down cancel culture on three separate occasions and carried on to gloat about it? Since 2013, The Midnight Jury is that show. Travel back to the malls and arcades, pop in your VHS, and join us where the 80s and 90s return from the dead. Conan, tell them where to find us.
WLWstudios.com, home of the Midnight Jury podcast, hosted by Midnight Mike and Calvin Brody.
Also available on all major podcast platforms via the Shining Wizards Network, and join in the conversation on Twitter at Midnight Jury.
Dad, who's the biggest loser in American history?
I told you, KP, don't be so hard on yourself.
Hi, I'm KP Burke. I'm a Navy veteran, a stand-up comic, and a diehard fan of American history. As a kid, my dad would take us on vacations to battlefields and forts all across America. Some kids got Disney World. We got Gettysburg. But in a country that's churned out so many winners, what about the people who just come up short? That's where American Loser comes in.
We're here to put the spotlight firmly on second place.
So please join me and my father on our search for the biggest loser in American history. From the defeated, the deflated, to the departed, each and every loser has a fascinating backstory deeply embedded in our country's wild and often bizarre past. For there to be a winner, there's got to be a loser, and America has no shortage of either. After hearing these tales of these underachievers, sad sacks, and ne'er-do-wells, you'll realize if you've ever thought of yourself as a loser,
you're actually in pretty great company. So come and enjoy some of the wildest chapters
and most glanced-over topics here on American Loser.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, on the Masked Debaters. Jay Chewbacca, Handsome Dan Lopez, here with you. And we are ready to kick off our debate on live-action Lois Lanes. There have been a few, but we're here to get to the bottom of who is the Queen of Metropolis. The head investigative reporter. The nosiest dame of them all. I use that term because, do you remember What The Comics? You ever read one of those?
What is it? What The?
Yeah. So back in the 80s, they tried to keep it going with some other writers, but they all sucked, so it was stupid. But it was like a spoof comic.
Okay.
That Marvel put out. So they they got their best people like Jim Lee and Todd McFarlane and whoever else was good on staff at that time to do spoof comics. And they even did like crossover shit with Superman and Marvel stuff. But because they changed the names, it was like Stuperman.
Okay, gotcha.
They could get away with it. And instead of Lois Lane, they called her Nosy Dame. So, but yeah, that's the reason why. And ironically enough, she's an investigative reporter. So she is a nosy dame. So we narrowed it down to five, but I know that there have been others, right?
Oh, yeah, many others. But that's mostly through the animated films.
Well, yeah, I mean, animated aside, I'm talking live action. Like, the most famous Superman live action before Christopher Reeve was, wasn't it George Reeves? Was that his name?
Uh-huh. George Reeves, yeah.
He must have had a Lois Lane acting alongside of him, right?
I'm not sure. I mean, I haven't seen any of those.
Neither have I.
I just know the name, you know?
Yeah. Well, anyway, we left her off because we figure we weren't going to vote for her. Nobody else was either, so.
I know, like, Superman and the Mole Man is a like a 1952 movie.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I think that was even.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. So
I think that was even a serial where I think they showed it in parts, like before actual movies.
Oh, okay.
And you had to keep going back to catch the whole story.
Interesting.
Yeah. Boy, the what would have that been, like the 40s, maybe?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was a different time, wasn't it?
Weren't there Batman serials too?
Yes, I believe so. Where they just drove like a Lincoln Town Car or something.
Yeah. And the Batsuit is all, the Batsuit's all crappy.
It's all like cotton.
Yeah.
But so breathable.
Oh yeah.
Much more comfortable than that latex rubber shit he's wearing these days.
Yeah, or what they had Michael Keaton in.
Right, and it has the advantage of being, it had the advantage of being machine washable. Can't do that with this.
That'll make it easier on Alfred.
Yeah, absolutely. he had a much easier time back then. But so our apologies to all of our senior listeners in the 65 and over crowd that were really hoping to hear about George Reeves' co-star on this debate. Yeah. But she won't be. She won't be coming up, I don't think.
Yeah, sorry.
But do you want to start at the beginning and we'll go chronological? You want to do it that way?
Okay, sure.
So that would give us who first?
That would give us Margot Kidder from the Superman 1978 film.
And the three subsequent sequels.
Yes, and that's, when I first like went through the Superman series, I couldn't believe that she had made it to the fourth one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because she was barely in the third one.
Right.
Because of like disputes.
She was going on, she was going on vacation.
Well, yeah, kayfabe, right.
What was the actual reason?
There was disputes with the director and.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, things like that.
Gotcha.
I can't believe she's in the fourth one. I can't believe Christopher Reeve is in the fourth one.
when you're getting those royalty checks.
Yeah, I guess so.
You keep showing up. That's the equivalent. That's the Hollywood equivalent of me showing up to work every day. At my job, mm-hmm. is him showing up and putting on the Superman suit.
By that point,
Pays good.
Yeah. It's a good paying gig.
So, I never, even as a kid, I didn't get the appeal of Margot Kidder.
Okay.
She sounds like,
very shrill voice.
She sounds like Lucille Ball at the end of her life after the cigarettes had taken their toll.
Right.
And just too much makeup, even without makeup, like her face mm-hmm. is kind of not great.
Yeah.
She's
kind of attractive.
Now, if you see her from like pictures, I've never seen her in any other movies, but if you see her, if I've seen a few still images of her in other things where she's being, I guess, kind of more of a playful character and kind of more dressed down and normal looking, she's attractive. Mm-hmm. But I've never been wowed by her.
Okay. I've seen her in, she's in Black Christmas, the original Black Christmas.
I don't even know what that is.
From like 1973 or something. 72,
73. Okay. Is that like a slasher?
It's a slasher, yeah.
Okay, so she's like a slasher girl in that?
Mm-hmm. She's a drunk. She plays a drunk.
Oh.
Yeah. Always on the sauce in that movie. But I thought she looked great in that one. Well, she was also in the Amityville Horror.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
The original one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I haven't seen that either. So now we should probably say right off the bat, Lois Lane, the character, I don't know what they've done with her since the 80s. Early 90s. But traditionally, the character is supposed to be an army brat.
Yes.
She moved around with her dad, who was in the military. She was kind of a tomboy, but fearless, very physical. And because she's kind of a tomboy, like, she's in great shape. So, physically speaking, she's got a nice body. But she's not supposed to be glamorous. And if she tries to be glamorous, the impression is that she would tend to overdo it because she's not really comfortable doing that. So, and that's the reason why she makes such a great reporter, because she's fearless, she's willing to be physical, she's willing to put herself in danger and all of this stuff. She doesn't take no for an answer, all that kind of stuff. But in terms of like her overall appearance, if she's trying to be glamorous, she either fails at it or she overdoes it. Which I guess if you're taking it from that perspective, then Margot Kidder is actually kind of a good fit because she does kind of fit that profile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely don't get the army brat vibe from her.
You don't get that?
I don't get that. Not from her, anyway.
Now, what do you... Okay, is there another... Like, just without kind of calling it out, is there another one of these ladies that you do get that from?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
From my favorite one, number one.
So we'll talk about that when we get there. Anything else about Margot Kidder?
Just not to bring down the room, but kind of had a tragic end. She's had a lot of struggles with addiction and stuff.
Yeah.
But she would show up later on Smallville. Like a lot of Superman actors would be on Smallville. Like they even got Christopher Reeve. They got Margot Kidder. I think Dean Cain and Terry Hatcher were on there.
Oh, okay. So they got Christopher Reeve to wheel in for a cameo?
Yeah. Well, no, he's on a few episodes, actually. He had an arc.
Oh, okay. How come he never got to play Professor X?
But, I mean, did he audition?
I don't know, but he should have.
All he had to do was shave his head, right?
Yeah. It would be very believable.
Yeah.
Like, the whole time you're thinking, you know Patrick Stewart can get out of that chair, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Now, if Christopher Reeve was up there,
be a whole other story. Nope.
Very method.
So where does Margot Kidder rank for you?
Well, she's in the middle, I think, somewhere. Because I do feel like she embodies the character fairly well. Maybe not 100%. Because here's the thing with Lois Lane. I feel like Lois Lane, the character, is supposed to be very beautiful. Not glamorous, but very naturally, have a very natural beauty to her. Whereas, if she was completely like stripped down to where she wasn't made up or any dolled up or anything, she would naturally be a very beautiful person. And that coupled with her personality and attitude is what makes Superman fall in love with her.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost charming when she tries to dress up, or it's charming when she, is awkward at certain things. And with
you got
with,
me, you got me. Who's got you?
Yeah,
that's an iconic line.
But with Margot Kidder, and this is no fault of hers, she was just doing what, the way the script was written. But I always got the sense that she was just obnoxious, like annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And that coupled with the fact that I personally didn't find her very attractive, all I can think is, you're Superman. Why are you even interested in this woman? Like, in all of Metropolis, there's got to be somebody, better than this.
Sure. Yeah.
So now if she looked a little different, if she wasn't quite as annoying, then I could see it, but not the way Margot Kidder played the character. So she's in the middle towards the bottom
for me. Gotcha. I have her in the middle.
Okay.
Yeah.
So next in terms of chronology is who?
Terry Hatcher.
Okay.
From the new adventures of what's it called? Superman.
Lois and Clark. The New Adventures
of
Superman. Lois gets top billing in this show.
New Adventures of Superman, Lois and Clark. That's it.
Yeah. But I remember when this came out, because I was really excited for it, because, it's Superman. Like, anytime. This is before superhero movies were all the rage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you would take any kind of live action superhero you could get. So, and on top of that, I knew Terry Hatcher from Tango and Cash.
Oh, yeah.
She was in that movie and hot as a pistol. And so I was looking forward to seeing her. But I was not crazy about how the show played out.
Mm. It didn't run too long, did it? Like 4 seasons?
Yeah, no, and I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Darn it, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, so Dean Cain was Superman. So I remember he had the giant S. Mm-hmm. Like the overly, like comically oversized S on his chest.
Yeah.
I never caught this as a kid, not even in reruns. I had to brush up on HBO Max because they're all the episodes are on there. And I watched 2 episodes. That's about as much as I could squeeze in. And
or Stan.
Yeah, she was. Well, I mean, yeah. but I, she was definitely the highlight of the. I think. Dean Cain is, you know, okay, I guess.
Yeah.
Superman, just okay. But I think she really stood out and kind of carried the show, and that's why I have her as my number two.
Okay.
And, I mean, should I just go ahead and announce how she did in our Twitter poll?
let's just say that to the end.
Okay.
So, and that's probably why the show ended up being titled Lois and Clark, because they're like, she's completely outshining this tool.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he's basically just the straight man. Like, the show's more about her than it is about him, from what I remember. And because he's so bland. He's just so bland.
Yeah, just
he's not a great actor. He's part Asian, I think, in real life.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so I had issues with that. Like, I am a stickler for, if you're going to portray a character on a movie screen or on a TV screen, you need to look like the character. Mm-hmm. I'm a big stickler for that. Like, don't mix shit up. I read the comic books. I know what Superman's supposed to look like, and that's not Superman. I don't care if he's buff. I don't care if he's got black hair. He needs to have blue eyes, because that's Superman has blue eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And Dean Cain doesn't. So I was never crazy about it. I just liked Terry Hatcher because I thought she was cute and hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's about it. So if I like Terry Hatcher, but I don't like her portrayal of Lois Lane.
Okay.
Because again, to me, she doesn't fit the bill. She's not, she's too glamorous. Like, she doesn't struggle to come across as glamorous or sexy. Like, that's her default setting.
I got you. Yeah.
She doesn't strike me as, this was an army brat who is in this position to get the story. She's more like, this is the actress who they've picked to play this role. So... the only thing I like about her is that she's got a charming personality and she's hot. So yeah. In terms of her portrayal of Lois Lane, I'd actually rank her below Margot Kidder.
Oh, wow. So we're kind of opposite there.
Yeah.
Yeah. More, I guess, more, more than kind of. Maybe.
Yeah. I just think she's so attractive that it's distracting from, it takes you out of what you're even trying to do, which is watch a Superman show. You know what I mean?
I got you.
Like it's just the Terry Hatcher show. So,
what was I gonna say? Oh yeah, she was on. We mentioned Seinfeld earlier. Remember, she was on Seinfeld.
Yeah, she was the one with the boobs.
Yeah, they're real and they're spectacular.
Right.
What's she done? Does she do anything anymore? I know, like she was a Desperate Housewife, right?
Yeah, and
that was kind of a phenomenon for a while.
Yeah, that was her thing that she did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But since then. Where's she been?
I don't think she needs to do anything.
I mean, Terry, hit us up, you know?
Yeah, that'd be great. We'd love to have you on the show.
For sure. What a coup. What a coup that would be.
It'd be very coup.
So next up would...
Who's next?
Okay. So this is my number one.
Okay.
Going right out and saying it. From Smallville, the TV series. Erica Durance.
I got nothing.
Nothing. you didn't catch. You didn't catch Smallville.
No, that was. I guess after my time.
I really think you, because you're saying you know, Army Brat, and you know all these things. I think you would really, really, really enjoy her performance. Okay. Yeah. And she's also very attractive.
Yeah. Well, I've seen the stills.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've definitely seen her in the role.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and later in the seasons, she like went to black hair.
Mm.
She starts as a brunette, you know.
Yeah.
And then she goes to black hair, and it's like, ooh, that works.
She leveled up.
Mm-hmm. She evolved. But yeah, she plays it with such like she's fierce, you know.
Yeah,
didn't take no shit. Very Army Bradish. Yeah, and it just it's just a big turn on, you know.
Yeah,
she's very the way when she first meets Clark. Like, immediately she just starts giving him a hard time.
Right.
And that continues until they finally start dating. And I don't even think it even stops after that. It just always is just a pistol, you know?
Now, was that show canceled or did it end?
Oh, no. That was 10 seasons, my friend.
So it ended where it was supposed to end?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the last thing you see, spoiler alert, the last thing you see is him ripping open the shirt, and there it is. There's the big S, you know.
Okay, so during the show, he's not Superman?
No.
Okay.
No, not, I mean, literally not till the series finale.
So how does he even know Lois Lane?
She's a cousin of one of his friends from high school.
Hmm.
So she comes to visit Smallville to visit the cousin, and there you go. So somehow ends up staying in Smallville. I can't remember exactly, but yeah. Hmm. And then they go on to the Daily Planet together, and
he's not Superman. At the Daily Planet?
No. This is all pre-Superman. The whole series.
Huh. I feel like I'd have problems with that.
It starts with him in high school.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is hilarious because the actor looks like he's approaching 30.
Sure. Or, of course he does.
But yeah, starts in high school and then... Yeah, Everything in between there is all pre-Superman.
I can't believe they got 10 seasons out of that.
Yeah, it was like 250 episodes. It was hell of a run.
Yeah, I feel like I would have some issues with that. I mean, maybe I could get lost in it, but knowing me, like I know me, I feel like I would have some issues like right off the bat. Not saying she didn't play the role well, but I don't know. Like,
mm-hmm.
we'll.
Yeah, maybe.
I'll take your word for it.
You should look her up on YouTube. With just you know, Smallville, Erica Durance.
Yeah,
I'm sure. It'll
so
pop
is
up.
She a reporter? Is she a reporter on Eventually. The show?
Eventually.
Oh.
Not to begin with. No.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. That's a unique take.
And she actually doesn't show up till the middle, like season 4 or 5, I think.
Yeah.
Because before that, it's Lana. it's Lana Lang. He's like, that's his love interest.
Right. The reason why it's so jarring for me is because for me it's very strict. Like, all throughout his formative years, he was essentially in love with Lana Lang.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just got a thing for those double L's.
Lana Lang, Lois Lane. Yeah, what's right. the deal there?
How convenient. but the reason he falls for Lois is because he goes to a big city, having grown up in a small town.
Yeah.
And he meets this woman who's unlike any woman he's ever met before.
Yeah.
And they're both adults. And it's like this big culture shock. And that's why he's so enamored with her. Mm-hmm. So you're, it's kind of.
It's an alternate.
Yeah.
Alternate world. He knew her long before Daily Planet.
Right. But I'm not discrediting what you're saying. I take your word for it. I think she's definitely got the look.
Ooh, there you go.
And
hey, if you look up Erica Durant sexy, make sure you're not at work. All right.
I'll keep that in mind. NSFW.
Yes. Oh, so next up might be controversial.
Okay.
From a little movie called Superman Returns.
Yeah.
It's Kate Bosworth.
Oh, Kate Bosworth. Yeah. I've heard of her.
Yeah.
This is actually my favorite, FYI.
Yeah, I had a sneaking suspicion. Because you and I have discussed Superbad Returns in the past. I don't know if we've done it on the show, but I guess in private.
Right.
I don't care for it.
No, and I know a lot of people didn't, so but you know, the story or the plot aside, just in terms of Kate Bosworth's portrayal of Lois Lane, to me, as far as the ones I've seen, I haven't seen Erica Durant, so I'm just going to be honest. She's at the bottom of the pile for me, only because I don't know her work.
That's fair.
But in terms of the portrayals of Lois Lane that I've seen, she nailed it. Because she's incredibly attractive. Most of the movie, she's stripped down. She's not wearing a lot of makeup. She's not overdone. No bright lipstick or all this rouge or eyeshadow crap like that. She's just very... All she cares about is doing the job. And that's... You get that impression just from her appearance. Not only that, most of the time she's dressed very conservatively in like... I don't want to say power suits, but like business casual suits most of the time. So she's got that look. She's obviously very attractive in the moment where she does dress up, but the material that they gave her, I think, goes a long way to aiding in her portrayal, because the one time she's dressed up in the movie, it's to receive an award, and she couldn't care less. Like, her boss is telling her, you know, this is your big night, you know, really enjoy it. And she's like, the whole time she's thinking about the story, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then her fearlessness is on display in all the little situations she gets herself into. But she doesn't cross that line that Margot Kidder did. She's not annoying. She's not just obnoxious. So it's way more charming in its presentation. And I can believe that Superman would fall for this girl. I can't believe Superman would fall for Margot Kidder, but I can totally believe he would fall for Kate Bosworth, especially the way she portrays the character of Lois Lane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely had to put like my feelings aside I don't care for the movie at all, really. Yeah. But that's really more because of the Superman casting, not so much the Lois Lane. And we can talk about that another day if you'd like.
Sure.
Because we definitely got to do our best top Superman. Superman.
Obviously, if we have this many Lois Lanes, we've got at least this many Supermen.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, so we'll hash that out then. But, yeah, I would put her... She's in my bottom three, but she's right below Kidder.
Okay.
So at the top of the bottom.
So for you, the way it's shaken out so far, it's Durant's Hatcher, Kidder. And then Bosworth.
So Bosworth's number four. Yeah.
Okay. So for me so far, it would be Bosworth, Kidder, Hatcher, Durant's.
Okay.
But again, that's only because I don't really know Durant's work.
Yeah, yeah. I feel you. But Kidder above Hatcher, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Even though you just called her obnoxious.
Yep. When I'm watching the Superman movies, I can get lost in the idea that this is Superman. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
This is Superman and she's Lois Lane. Sure, she's an annoying Lois Lane, but she's Lois Lane. When I watch Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman, I'm just like, okay, Terry Hatcher's hot.
I got you.
I'm not buying any of it. So, yeah, she gets disqualified on those counts.
Well, so next up we have from Man of Steel.
Yeah, our last one.
Amy Adams.
Yeah, fuck that bitch.
I thought she did okay. But I kind of feel the way you do about Terry Hatcher. Like, I watch her in Man of Steel, and I'm like, oh, Amy Adams, she's cute. She's hot, you know.
Right.
You know, hot redhead. It's just, yeah, I mean, she just does a fine job. I wouldn't call it memorable. So I gotta put her at the bottom because that's at least with Kate Bosworth, I may not like the movie, but like you said, Kate Bosworth was more of a Lois Lane in character. So, to me, it's just Amy Adams trying to play Lois Lane or playing Lois Lane.
Gotcha. Okay, so for me, Man of Steel is my Superman Returns.
Right, yeah. You talk because you're not like that, what's his name, Henry something?
I don't like anything about it. I hate that movie. It sucks. It's the worst movie. Superman movie.
Okay.
Other than maybe The Quest for Peace.
Yeah.
It might beat out that one.
Probably. But other than that, it's...
Yeah.
Probably other than reasons, that, it's trash.
Yeah. Yeah. But I have to put that aside to try and focus on Amy Adams, and which is easy to do when she's in the bathtub. I'm very focused.
Oh yeah.
In that, during that scene.
Right.
But other than that, she's very, I feel like she's trying to channel Margot Kidder in her portrayal in terms of just being too in your face. Like, she's trying too hard to just be everywhere. Like, constant. All I could think was, this chick is just constantly up Superman's ass, and I just want her to go away.
She's a nosy dame.
She really is. So, but, and it's more believable in the sense that, like, Amy Adams is such a movie star that it's easy to picture her glamorous, you know what I mean? But if you could disassociate that from your brain to get lost in this movie, I could see her pulling it off in terms of being that sort of army brat character who is naturally pretty, but not immediately glamorous. It's just, like you said, with Terry Hatcher, you're so fixated on how glamorous you know she is, it's hard to fit her into that peg, you know what I mean? Or fit that peg into that hole with her. So, in terms of their actual portrayal of the character, I don't like it because it's obnoxious. More obnoxious than Margot Kidder. But if I was going to rate them on, like, appearance, then I could see where she fits the mold a little bit more than Margot Kidder does. And which makes for believability in terms of Superman falling for this woman. But because the movies are so bad, that's not going to be enough to carry her over Margot Kidder, in my opinion. So, and she's more obnoxious. She's more obnoxious than Margot Kidder.
I was just going to say, there must be a reason there hasn't been a Man of Steel 2.
Yeah, well, I mean, she shows up in Batman versus Superman, and she's even worse there. So, it doesn't get better. my final ranking ends up being Bosworth at number one. I guess that would put Kidder at number two.
Then Hatcher.
Well, no, Amy Adams would be above Hatcher.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. And then Hatcher number four. And Durant's number five. So, so what is your final ranking?
Durant's number one.
Okay.
Hatcher. Mm-hmm. Kidder. Bosworth. Adams.
Okay. I think yours is going to be a little more in line with what the people thought. Because we did put polls out ahead of time. This time, kind of plan ahead a little for once.
We did, yeah.
And you've got the results on the Twitter side of things. Why don't you go ahead and read those, and then I'll give you the Facebook results.
Okay. Well, I mean, it was a landslide, a landslide victory for Terry Hatcher, and I was surprised too.
Yeah.
You know, pretty much mopped the floor with everybody else.
Now, how many votes did we get on Twitter?
That was a total of 5.
Oh, okay. Did anyone else get any votes?
I think Margot Kidder got one.
Okay.
But yeah,
well, we got a little bit.
Terry Hatcher got the other four.
Okay. Well, we got a little bit more activity over on Facebook. We got a total of 10 votes there. And the same two people were the only ones who got any votes.
Wow.
And Terry Hatcher carried it there too.
Well, that's got to say something, right?
Like, I think what it says is that Terry Hatcher's hot. Honestly, I think that's what it says. I don't think any of the voters were thinking too in-depthly about her portrayal as Lois Lane. Although Justin from the Inconclusive Breakdown did comment and say that, let me see what he said. He said, Terry's Lois gave Clark just enough grief, but did not overdo it. So,
Okay.
Now, yeah. I suppose I have to agree with that. But Margot Kidder was the other one that got votes. So it was 6-4, 6 for Terry Hatcher, 4 votes for Margot Kidder.
Wow, there you go.
So either way, Terry Hatcher does carry it. Yeah, the people have spoken.
And they say she's hot, I guess.
They don't, yeah, I feel like that's the ultimate consensus. And, you know, it's a generational thing, too, I think.
Yeah.
If you're not concerned all that much with looks, then I feel like you kind of lean more towards Margot Kidder. But if you grew up right in that wheelhouse where you were watching Lois and Clark because you didn't have anything else and it was superheroes, and you're watching Terry Hatcher night in and night out, I can see why you would have a soft spot for her.
For sure.
Or maybe a hard spot.
Yeah, I mean, when I was watching Smallville, man, that's when I was... You know, I was a teenager at that time. And
that makes sense why she would rank so highly for you.
Yeah. But she also does knock it out of the park, really. Like, as you know, her portrayal and everything.
Right, right.
Yeah, I think so, anyway. So, yeah, let me know if you're a YouTuber. Let me know what you think.
Yeah, I definitely will. I'll follow up on that and not just let you know, but let the people know what my thoughts are.
We did kind of have a wild card / dark horse Lois. Like, the Superman and Lois has been rebooted. Did I tell you that?
The Dean Cain Terry Hatcher show?
Well, it's that same concept. Flavor? Yes.
Oh, okay. No, I think you mentioned it, yeah, but I've not seen or heard anything about it.
Actually, I should say that. It's like it's Superman and Lois, and they have two sons, and it's like it's set in the future. Okay. Like, they're older. They're a little older.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know one of the sons' name is Jonathan, of course.
Of course.
So it's not quite the same dynamic as Lois and Clark.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? It's in the reboot, which I guess we shouldn't even call it a reboot. It's like a reimagining? I don't know. They're already, you know, married, and now they have... They have two boys, and so.
Huh.
But it's been.
It's not Terry Hatcher and Dean Cain, though, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
That would be interesting.
Different actors.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But it's on the CW. It's been on for 2 seasons now. Her name's Elizabeth Tulloch. Tulloch rhymes with Bullock.
Okay.
But I haven't watched any episodes. I didn't have enough time. I mean, I barely had enough time to watch the Terry Hatcher episodes.
Yeah. Right.
That's just an unknown. So.
Yeah. I don't think we had to worry about too many.
If anybody out there is familiar with the show, please, you know, hit us up. Let us know if she's any good. Where on the list she should be.
There's going to be an uprising. They're going to storm the Final Say studios. Say, how dare you not mention Katie Bullock or whatever it is.
Katie.
I don't know.
It's Elizabeth Tulloch.
Oh, that's
Tulloch.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
Bullock. Yeah.
Okay. Well, now that we got that out of the way, yeah. So, folks, we appreciate you your participation and letting us all know that, you know, we completely wasted our time here by naming our top ones, our top lowest lanes, because you all decided way before any of this went down that it was going to be Terry Hatcher, and that's all there is to it.
Yeah, right.
But it was still, yeah, it was still a fun exercise, and hopefully you had fun listening. But yeah, like Jay said, let us know what you think. You know, if you're one of those people that voted for Terry Hatcher, let us know why. If you voted for Margot Kidder, tell us why. If you've got another opinion about somebody else, or maybe you didn't like some of our opinions about some of these actresses and their portrayals, we want to hear that too. We're here for all.
Is Amy Adams your number one? Let us know.
I'm not sure if you want to come forward with that opinion. Might be better to keep that to yourself if you don't want. If you want to avoid ridicule on a massive scale. No, but if that really is your opinion, yeah, sure. We could use another target to poke fun of or poke fun at. By all means, share. No, I'm kidding, folks. All opinions are welcome here, no matter how wrong they might be.
People have the right to be wrong.
Apparently so, because they do it awful lot.
Yeah.
All right, folks. Well, that's going to do it for this debate. We've got to close out the show, but we'll do that on the other side of this break. Stay tuned.
All those moments will be lost in time. Like tears in the rain.
In a world where Hollywood tries to tell you how to live while doing the exact opposite. Where fresh ideas are tossed away for a cash grab reboot. Where the media has become nothing but propaganda and freedom is traded for what they tell you is security and safety. There is Inconclusive Breakdown. Your weekly look at current events and entertainment with no political correct BS. Just news and uncensored opinions, everywhere you get podcasts. A proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
This is the taste. This is the test. Pepsi versus Coke. The Pepsi Challenge. Pepsi. And all across America, more people pick Pepsi. Pepsi. Time Pepsi. After time after time.
Pepsi Cola.
Oh, what a time. It's gonna be Pepsi now. The winning taste is Pepsi. It's gonna be Pepsi now. Taste what Pepsi's giving. It's gonna be Pepsi now.
I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to buy the world a Coke and keep it company.
It's the real thing.
I'd like to teach the world
what the world wants to be.
Here with you, ready to close things out. We just had our lowest link debate. We've got our five actresses who have portrayed this iconic character ranked in order. Jay's was a little bit different from mine. Jay has Erica Durance from Smallville as his number one. I've got Kate Bosworth from Superman Returns as my number one. Movie or TV show aside, those are, in our opinions, the best portrayals of the character of Lois Lane. Who are yours? Make sure you hit us up and let us know. But
well, apparently the people's number one is Terry Hatcher.
That's right. Apparently she embodied the persona of Lois Lane better than anybody else. It was either the embodiment of Lois Lane that won the people over, or it was the embodiment of Terry Hatcher that won them over, which I'm kind of leaning towards myself personally.
Yeah.
As the reason she topped the both polls. She ran away with both polls, dominated social media for the week. I wouldn't be surprised if Terry Hatcher is trending.
Emphasis on embodiment, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
They're real
and spectacular.
All right. So you got our usual information and details. Why don't you go ahead with those, Jay?
Okay. Well, I am on Twitter at tweetsofjaybaca, tweets of J-Y-B-A-C-A. You can also follow the Mass Debaters on Twitter as well at Mass Debaters, Mass D-E-B-A-T-O-R-S. And I have an email address that is jbaca, W-L-W, at gmail.com. And, I can't forget to mention Rocky Baya.
Yep,
as we always do. Pro Wrestling Tees.
We always mention him, but we always almost forget.
Yes.
Like every show.
It's kind of our thing, I guess, at this point.
I would think that would almost help make him even more memorable. Like, oh yeah, that guy that they almost forgot. Are they going to forget to mention that guy again?
But he's got a Pro Wrestling Tees store that you can go and support him. ProWrestlingTees.com/Rocky Baya. That's Rocky, just like Rocky Balboa, and Baya is B-A-I-A. So go over there and buy a shirt.
Buy a shirt. And if he ever does get that project off the ground where he starts selling either jars of ball sweat or ball sweat scented candles, then buy a ball sweat is what we're going with. Hashtag.
Yeah, I saw those tweets. Where did that start?
Well, so apparently someone that he follows, a lady, lives near me actually. If you're anywhere in this area, you're sweating because this is essentially the rim of Satan's asshole is where I'm at right now.
I got you.
We're balancing on the edge here. And so it gets hot. And apparently there are people out there in the world on the internet who sell jars of their boob sweat. And
no way.
I'm sure this probably isn't too hard to believe, but there are some creepy fuckers who are lining up to purchase that shit. So she figured, hey, I'm here in the sweat capital of the world. Maybe I should look into this. And so that just got the wheels turning in Rocky's head, and I decided to jump on board and give my 2 cents. So it just kind of snowballed from there. Yeah.
Well, that is creepy.
I'll tell you what. I don't know about balls. I don't know about ball sweat, but I could sell some swamp ass gumbo or whatever the hell when I'm at work, because it is flowing out of me, you know, when I'm throwing those boxes around and shit.
You got the swamp ass, huh?
Yeah, oh yeah, big time.
You never get the mud butt, do you?
Thankfully, no. Okay, I've managed to avoid that, but swamp ass for sure.
who's left? I just think about the guys buying the boob sweat. Like,
what do they do with it?
I just imagine them like they're trolls in a basement somewhere. You know what I mean?
I want to know, like, what do they do with it? Like, when they get the jar at their house, do they crack open the lid? Do they just set it on the mantle?
I don't think we want to know, man.
Do they shake it and, like, kind of look at the, is it cloudy? Is there some discoloration? Do they get like a dropper and like put it under a microscope?
That's what I was thinking. Well, no, I was thinking like they drop it on their tongue. Yeah.
Oh dear God.
I don't know.
The humanity. Yeah, there are some creepy, creepy motherfuckers out there.
Indeed. On that note, you got any recommendations?
Well, there's these jars of boob sweat I heard you can buy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm recommending those like hotcakes. Let's see. Do I have any recommendations? Oh, I absolutely do. Absolutely do. So the other night, Panda and I were looking for something to watch because we weren't really doing anything. We were just kind of sitting around. And on Amazon Prime... You can sign up. I assume you can do this without Amazon Prime, but on Amazon Prime, I know you can sign up for a Paramount Plus membership.
Oh, okay.
As one of like your channels on Amazon. And yeah. I did this a while back just to give us access to, I think, some show that we wanted to watch or whatever. And I kind of forgot about it like you do. You know, I was probably supposed to cancel it and I just forgot. But, so we're scrolling through there and we see a documentary called Lucy and Desi, which is all about Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz.
Mm-hmm.
And it was directed by Amy Poehler of Parks and Rec fame.
Okay, yeah.
And it's got interviews with people like Carol Burnett and Bette Midler and Lucy and Desi's daughter. And it really goes back into their history, and it shows their parallel courses to becoming famous for the first, you know, for the first part, and then their history together. And it follows their career all the way up until their final days and to mm-hmm. when they died. And it was so brilliantly done. And it what I like about it is that it doesn't dwell too long on it. Doesn't get seedy, you know what I mean? Like it doesn't try to paint either one of them in an overly negative light. It just depicts them as human beings, and you know, human beings, folks, let's face it, we got issues. We all do, whether you're famous yeah. or not.
Oh yeah,
relationships are hard, and so I think it points that out beautifully in a very balanced way and very fairly. And when it's over with, you still got them on a bit of a pedestal, but it's more out of a human interest perspective than it is out of a glamorous movie star perspective. So it really kind of humanizes the whole story. So very, very well done. It's called Lucy and Desi. And I would highly, highly recommend it.
And that's Paramount, you said?
Paramount Plus.
Paramount Plus, okay.
And I looked for it on, you know, the regular Amazon, like the shopping, because I know my mom would love it. She's a huge Lucy fan. But it apparently there isn't a DVD option. It's just streaming.
Oh, okay.
So that's unfortunate. But as far as I know, that's the only place to find it. So.
Okay. I have got a recommendation from the Peacock.
Oh, going back to the cock, huh?
The cock, yeah, pal. You
can't get enough of the cock, pal. You know, Vince loves the cock.
He loves cocks. According to DX.
Right.
In 2006.
Oh, the shenanigans.
Yeah. So on Peacock, there is a little 6-episode documentary called Joe Montana. Cool Under Pressure. Excellent docu. I guess it's a docu series. I guess that's a term now, right?
Kind of like The Last Dance was.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. A docu series. Only 6 episodes. They're about 45 minutes to an hour each.
Yeah.
It's from his childhood all the way to through. Was he in Notre Dame?
Yeah.
Notre Dame, and then through the pro his entire pro career.
They get into his retirement. City Chiefs.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
His time with them. Oh, cool.
The very end. Yeah.
Nice.
Everything's covered.
That's awesome.
It is if you're really into, football from that era, you'll love it. Obviously, before my time, but I used to watch NFL films back in the day. I loved watching the old footage from they're so savage back in the fucking 60s and 70s, you know?
They were literally out to kill people. Homicide was a legitimate option on the football field, and they were all right with it.
Like Deacon Jones, you know who that is?
Yeah.
Does that ring a bell? He was I think defensive end or something like that, but yeah, he was one of those that he would aim for the quarterback's head.
Yeah.
and he made no apologies about it later on. Like whenever they would interview him, you know.
Right.
Joe Montana, Cool Under Pressure on Peacock.
Right on.
Not too shabby, so.
Okay. Well, anything else?
No.
Okay.
No, that's about it.
All right. Well, I guess that's going to wrap it up for another.
I think we can shut off the lights and lock up the doors.
Tuck Lewis in bed.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know he's going to want to hear a story, and I would.
Got to go warm up his milk.
Gross.
He sleeps here in the studio as our,
Seriously, warm milk sounds disgusting.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Right? But I mean, yeah. Lewis is a disgusting individual, so naturally he likes warm milk. But he's our, theoretically our security system. Basically, he's just here to dial 911 in case somebody tries to break in.
Oh, okay.
That's really it. Because we know that he would be cowering in the corner if he ever actually did encounter an actual person.
Uh-huh.
So, but nevertheless, he can't sleep if we don't go over and say goodnight at least. So, yeah, we got to go take care of that here in a minute.
Hope you got the hook hair going.
Yeah.
You did have it for a second.
Towards the end of the recording, I always get tired of it, and I end up just throwing it over there. But my son is actually attempting the same hairdo that I have. We always just cut his hair, you know what I mean? Because you take the kid, he gets shaggy looking, you take him to the barber, they trim it up, and you go on with your business.
Mm-hmm.
But one of these days, we were driving down the road, and he goes, man, if only my hair was like yours, I could just tie it up and not have to worry about it. I'm like, oh, you want long hair? He said, yeah, I would do that. I'm like, oh, okay, well, we'll grow your hair out then. So that's what's happening now. And right as he's about to enter high school, so we'll see how this goes.
Oh, okay.
Right. Starting on a brand new phase of life with a new hairstyle.
Yeah. All right, well, it's been a happening, as usual.
It's always a happening here at Final Say Studios. And until the next time that we that you folks hear our voices over the airwaves. For Jay Chewbacca, this has been Handsome Dan Lopez. And for now, the Masturbators are out. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.